Part 4. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, I'm calling for Grant Noriega. My name is Heidi Thames, the superintendent for the Stansfield Tower Apartments. I just read your message regarding the visit from a maintenance worker, Jimmy Moreland. Apparently, he finished the installation of your new washing machine but forgot to complete the repair of your air conditioner. He is out of town for the evening, but I will give him a call first thing in the morning to have him stop by your apartment again. Each apartment has different air conditioner units, so I need you to call me back with the make and model number so we can be sure that we will be able to repair it right away. I apologize for any inconvenience.
Number 71. What is the speaker calling about? Number 72. What does the speaker say she will do tomorrow? Number 73. What is the listener asked to do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following announcement.
As the CEO of Welker Industries, I am delighted to be able to tell you that as of next month, we will be shooting our own TV commercials for all of our products. We have just finished building a studio in our headquarters in Detroit, and the first shoot is scheduled for August 13th. This will allow us to take advantage of the talents of some of our gifted young public relations staff. By creating our videos here, we can make our commercials as we are developing products, so we can start our advertising campaigns just as our products are released.
Number 74. What will be made in the new facility? Number 75. According to the speaker, where will the new facility be? Number 76. According to the speaker, what is an advantage of the new facility? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following instructions.
A lot of our guests are complaining about lost reservations, so I think some of you have been entering their room requests into the system incorrectly. So let's quickly review how to confirm reservations using our website. Now, first of all, be sure to log in as an employee. This will let you view and alter our schedule. Then select the dates the guest requested and add the room details in the text box at the right corner of the window. If everyone does this correctly, we should have fewer errors. If you continue having problems, Sean will be in later.
Number 77. Where most likely are the listeners? Number 78. What are the speaker's instructions mainly about? Number 79. What does the speaker imply when she says,
Sean will be in later?
Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following tour information. As part of your orientation at Flexo Fitness Center, you'll be taught how to use our brand new running machines. Each TravelX 500 treadmill is equipped with a 3.8 horsepower motor and can reach a top speed of 19 kilometers per hour. That's 2 kilometers per hour more than our old machines, which were equipped with less powerful 3.5 horsepower motors. In a moment, we'll enter the main gym, and our most experienced fitness instructor, Mr. Kong, will demonstrate how the machine works and explain the different pre-installed exercise programs. Afterwards, I'll show you the free weights area and give you some safety tips. Number 80. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 81. How are the new machines better than the previous ones? Number 82. What will Mr. Kong do? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, Mr. Crowley. This is Rebecca Moffat calling from Onyx Interiors. Thanks for confirming all the details in the renovation plan I sent to you yesterday and for sending the initial down payment for the work. With all of that taken care of, we're finally ready to go. My team and I will arrive at your home at 55 Valley Road at 8:30 on Monday morning and begin preparations for the remodeling. We'll get all the painting done during the first week and move on to the carpeting, curtains, and furnishings the following week. Don't forget to take a look at the carpet samples I gave you and then let me know your preference when I see you. Thanks.
Number 83. Where does the speaker most likely work? Number 84. What does the speaker say?
We're finally ready to go.
Number 85. What is the listener reminded to do? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, this is Jackson Smith, the branch manager of Fitz Financial. Yesterday, the PX5400 copy machine I ordered arrived at our office. However, the instruction manual wasn't sent with it, and it's a rather complicated machine. I checked your website to see if there was one I could download, but when I checked the manuals page, it wasn't there. I think the fastest way to resolve this would be for you to just send an email with the attached document. Please send it to jsmith@fitz.com. We have a lot of printing to do, so please respond soon.
Number 86. What is the purpose of the message? Number 87. What does the speaker say about the website? Number 88. What does the speaker request? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Thanks for coming in early, everyone. Before the restaurant opens tonight, I need to talk to you about the rise in complaints we've received from diners. I've heard that some servers have been bringing customers the wrong dishes, and some kitchen staff have been failing to prepare food correctly. This just won't do. To address this issue, starting next week, I'll be carrying out regular performance evaluations on all staff. If you have any questions about your job duties, please feel free to ask me at any time. Now, let's make sure the dining area and kitchen are spotless before the first customers arrive.
Number 89. What is the speaker mainly discussing? Number 90. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"This just won't do"?
Number 91. What will the listeners do next? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following telephone message.
Good morning. Is this the office of Victor Cruz? This is Lisa Mason from the purchasing department at Magalo Foods. I'm contacting you because your company has been supplying us with the tomatoes for our pasta since we were founded. However, there's a chance that we will have to cancel our contract because we want to switch to all organic vegetables in April. I understand that you have begun producing organic tomatoes as well, and I'd be interested in hearing more about them. I'll let you know how much we'd be interested in ordering. I would also like to know roughly how much this would cost in total. I would appreciate it if you could give me this information by emailing me at the usual address. Thanks.
Number 92. What department does the speaker work in? Number 93. What is scheduled to happen in April? Number 94. What does the speaker ask the listener to do? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and list.
Hello, this is Troy Barnes calling. I've been a customer of yours for 12 months and have really enjoyed your cable TV, internet and phone services. I'd like to sign up for a further 12 months, so I was hoping I could just do that over the phone. Please make sure that my package continues to include the Golden Years movie option. I've been really impressed with the number of classic films I've been able to watch thanks to that feature. I currently pay $24.99 each month, and I assume I can continue receiving the same service at the same rate. Please call me back to confirm. Thanks.
Number 95. What is the main purpose of the message? Number 96. What is the speaker most pleased with? Number 97. Look at the graphic. Which package does the speaker currently have? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and chart.
I'd like to start this meeting by taking a look at the data for new subscribers last month. As the founder of the firm, I'm very pleased with the figures, especially considering our closest rival launched several new magazines in February. Prime Fitness is once again our most popular magazine, with more than 3,000 new subscribers signing up for a 12-month subscription in March. This is partly due to the complimentary water bottle and gym towel we offered to new subscribers. Only one of our magazines failed to attract more than 2,000 subscribers in March. Let's take a look at some strategies we can use to try to boost that publication's appeal.
Number 98. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 99. According to the speaker, what happened in March? Number 100. Look at the graphic. Which magazine will the speaker discuss next?